this experiment could save the world.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be careful, just be sorry.
Excuse me, are you the great man?
Great! Are you kidding? I'm stupendous. Best damned wizard this side of Robella. You want to know something? Ask me. Go on, ask me anything.
What's the secret of the universe?
Easy, a can of blue floor wax. Ask me another.
Now
stand back. The potion is ready. This requires considerable judgment. Abracadabra, hocus pocus, stop, stop, stop. Here, drink this.
But I'm not particularly thirsty.
Walking in the woods one day, I met a man who said that he was magic. Wonderful things he said, oh yeah, pointed hard upon his head. New wild people laughed and cried, why they live and why they die, die, da da da, die, die, da da da, die, die, da da da.
He was deaf, dumb and blind, which was unfortunate for him, but he was a sweet cat. But he had a plastic trumpet he found in the road, and he'd play it and couldn't hear a thing, you know, because there was nothing going on. But he'd blow his trumpet, and he'd get big visions in his head. This genie came out of the trumpet and was in his head, you know, and asked him, like, what things he'd like to see. And, you know, outwardly it looked a real sweet scene. There was a guy and with his trumpet blowing away, sitting on a stone, and everyone, yeah, nice, you know, he's deaf, dumb and blind. Little woo noises. For that, because he was seeing everybody with no mouth, so they wouldn't be able to blow the trumpet, and no one had ears, and everybody was living in a big deaf aid. You know, everyone sort of locked inside, and he was huge outside because he was like very big because he was small.